I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Hello, Winnie, our producer. I thought I'd bring it to just tell you that I love you. Do not tell Helen or Jack. But you're my favourite. I love you so much, and much better than Jack. Oh, shit. I found Jack by mistake. Hello, Jack. It was a joke. Sorry, see you later for a podcast recording. That won't be awkward at all. Okay, see ya. Bye.
Deleted.
Hello and welcome to Daddy Look At Me,
a podcast where myself, Helen Bauer, and Rosie Jones sit down and talk to our favourite people from the world of showbiz about attention, childhood, and of course, daddy.
Great to have you here. Now let's crack on with the show.
Have we started?
We have now started recording.
Yay! Don't talk.
No.
But no, that was talking. Shut the fuck up. Oh my God. I am so pissed off. This is the
Hello.
Worst episode.
But you're doing welcome to Daddy.
Daddy, look at me. With Rosie Jones and Helen Bauer.
We're talking about the fact I nearly had a threesome.
I got told threesome by you, and then from someone else who was there, I got told fivesome.
So it was two lesbian couples and me, but...
So that's five, right?
There was only one couple that was like, I fancy you, she fancies you. Who's your favourite, or can we share?
Okay, so my story that I got was that from you. Yeah. And then I spoke to Sarah Keyworth, and Sarah Keyworth said that there was double the amount of lesbians that were interested in you. And I was like, Rosie said three. And then she showed me a picture of you smiling at a bar surrounded by two lesbians, while two other lesbians looked at you from a couch. Said lesbian a lot there, didn't I?
Yeah. Am I allowed to speak yet? I'm not sure.
Get welcome, over. Jen Brister, as a guest to our
welcome
podcast.
Welcome, famous lesbian Jen Brister.
Now there's two of us, it's the Leserati, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's why we got here, guys.
But I don't know if you find it, and I sound like a dick for saying it.
Not just for that reason. Carry on.
But recently, when I go on stage, I get attention. And I just think...
It's just another way of bragging, isn't it? It's just constant.
The thing I love about Jones is there's no humble brag. There's just the brag.
I commented on her top earlier, and then she went through this whole spiel of, look, I'm getting sent free clothes from this company, to then show me photos of her on a red carpet in different clothes.
I've literally never been sent a free item of anything.
I haven't.
I mean, I'm going to send you something, Jen.
Three vibrators for free. But
no.
Which company? Love Honey.
Oh, God, I don't know. I don't use them.
We need to talk about this because this is a new bit in my stand-up.
Well, let's workshop it.
So I turned 30 in lockdown.
Happy birthday again.
Thank you. And I got a lot of lovely cards and presents.
You're welcome.
And I got
video messages.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Video messages.
I was wondering when you're going to get around to that.
No. We're talking about a mysterious parcel that came to my parents' house from you.
Oh,
yes, first taking.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
How could you forget about it? I got a call from Rosie about it, and I was like, I don't know what to say.
Rachel Stubbins,
yeah.
The biggest vibrator you've ever seen.
To be fair, when I was sent the picture of what it wasn't to scale, okay? It was a thumbnail.
It was huge.
You must read the sizes on things, Jen. You must.
I mean, you've got, this is all stubs.
Yeah. I knew it was. But you all thought it'd be a good idea to put it in an unmarked box. So I opened it in front of my mum, dad, an 82-year-old nana and granddad.
Well,
what I will say from meeting normal nana and granddad,
yeah,
is that they are very liberal and, to be honest with you, drunks. I don't, yeah, think they would have remembered it.
My nana thought it was a food blender.
Love it.
That's how fucking big it
to be honest, it probably could have doubled up as that.
She hasn't broken it from overuse already. No. I love how you're like, she could have used it as a food blender.
Have you used it yet, James?
Yeah.
Oh, lush, lush.
Very quick.
I think it's got settings if you want, if you want to stretch the experience out a bit. Light some candles. I'm done.
Sometimes you're in a rush though. When you want to have one before you fall asleep, you want to just get it over and done with, don't you?
This is a proper one. You gotta plug it into the main.
No. Really?
Wait, yeah. Whoa. So this is the vibrator from 1985?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I've never seen a
battery
plug-in.
Operated.
No.
You have to plug it. I mean, yeah, it's not very handy, is it? Like, how often is your bed near a plug socket?
I had to get a
Did you need an extension?
Yeah.
Also, when you go to hotels, some hotels are really, they're clever about it. They put a plug socket right by the bed.
Yeah.
Every hotel, you should have plug sockets. So you need to set the bed. For laptops, for mobile phones, vibrators.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't.
That's why Travelodge is.
Yeah.
People need to.
I went to Travelodge last weekend. It was all right, actually.
It's okay.
Yeah. I've just recently been around the country.
I just watched it.
Oh, wait a second. What's that for?
Travel show.
Oh,
it's so good.
Travel shows. And I took the vibrator with me.
Wait, Jack, please keep that in. Rosie burped last episode as well, and it was so pleasing.
Just to say that came out of her mouth. Yeah. Not.
Look, can we stop talking about you and your vibrator?
Yeah.
Just tell us what you typed into Pornhub last, and then we'll start with the interview.
What's your favourite category? Let's go there.
Tell us what you typed in when you got no results. Go on, tell us how far into the kink you got.
I never get no results.
Oh, yeah, no, me neither then.
I think this morning was a tragic one.
Say it, we'll bleep
it. I just felt romantic, so I just want to two brunette girls kissing.
In the shower, at least, or just kissing?
When you said it was tragic, I thought you were going to say there's two brunettes kissing and crying. Or... One of them was being sick. The other one was holding her hair back.
No.
Rosie's like, whoa, I love this. She looks really sad.
She does like her vulnerable women. Yeah, you do love them vulnerable and small.
Yeah.
So, what were you like as a young'un? I don't know how to say.
We
talked about Pornhub to ask them about what they were like as a child. So where did you grow up?
No.
This is the best segue ever.
Thinking of Pornhub. Thinking of the hope of your childhood.
Absolutely not. You cannot get away with saying that. That's not a segue.
Where did you grow up?
You don't have to answer that.
What you want to know about my family hub?
Yes!
All right, we got there eventually. I grew up in the suburbs of South West London, Kingston upon Thames.
Hello.
Hello. It does, I mean, not to say that, you know, it isn't middle class, but certainly was less so in the mid-70s. Mm. That's where I... That's the end of that question, isn't it? That's where I grew up.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Next
Goodbye.
Question.
And you have, do you have two brothers?
I have three.
Oh.
One of four.
One of four. I know that sounds almost like Victorian now. You're like, why would anyone have four kids? That sounds stupid. It is stupid.
So, it's not stupid. I think two's a classic, three's a bit of fun, and then four is just sort of mentally like someone Ill. Fucked up. Yeah.
Someone made a terrible error. Someone made a terrible error.
And where do you come?
Number two.
Oh!
So middle child, but not middle alone.
But middle, but the only girl, so still special.
So do you think because you were the only girl, you got attention?
I don't know. I think I probably got away with stuff for being the only girl. Nice. And I think I also, there were flip sides to that, which I was like less happy about.
What were the flip sides of it?
Well, my mum, I don't know how to sort of, you have to sort of contextualize this. My mum has quite, probably because of my father, who's a bit of a pig, but my mum has quite a low opinion of men generally. So when I was growing up, my mum was always very much like, you know, men are weak, men are a bit stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
Men don't really, you know, you've got to like mollycoddle them because otherwise they flip out and start.
We had the same mum. This is crazy.
Beating the shit out of you. So just pretend that you're into, you know, pretend, manipulate them, yeah, undermine them until they're, you know, they can't sort of cope with life. So my mum, very, very sort of negative of views and opinions of men, may have influenced my opinions of men and relationships with men later on in life. Who can say?
Oh, no, I can say. That did. Yeah, there's no way around
it's something for my therapist to deal with. But when I was growing up, my mum had this thing where if I was never allowed to win at anything.
What?
So my mum would be like, you mustn't let your brother, they can't cope with losing. Men, they can't cope. And I was like, they're not even men. They're like, we're like eight. So I would always have to pretend to lose. So yeah.
Guess who? Like a really...
Just like fucking everything. And sometimes I'd be like, do you know what, Mum? I just want to win sometimes. She'd be like, okay, but don't win too much. So then it got to the point, where we were... There was a point in my life, because I'm number two, there was a point where I was bigger than my brothers, well, two of my brothers anyway, and so I could kind of beat them at, I could beat the shit out of them. I could beat them at like sporty stuff.
You're looking at 6 foot one German woman right now. I'm 100% I'm like, with you. Kill them.
Yeah. I mean, Helen, you would have been able to kill them for a lot longer than I could. And then it turned and then once they hit, sort of, once testosterone kicked in, they kind of could beat me everything. But for the window that I could have beat them, I wasn't allowed.
Yeah.
So then years later, I remember we were at a pub and my brothers were like, do you remember how shit you were? You were always shit at squash.
No.
You were never good at squash. And I was like, oh man, I used to have to let you win. And they were like, right. As if you ever let us win. So now, even to this day, my brothers just think that I was always shit at it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
For reals. So that whole narrative, you can't break that now.
No.
That's what they believe. No. So now, like my mum is like, my mum will do it to you. Go and be nice to your brother. I'm like, oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
Which I think might have gone too far the other way. So it's nice to have a sort of middle ground about approaching these sort of conversations.
But that's you, Mum. That's not you.
No, no. I mean, look, my mum also was very much like, you know, women are great. You can achieve
anything.
I'm
disgusted by her. I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, you should have been allowed her to win.
She's a complex woman. She's a complicated
woman. I've met her. I quite like her.
She's lovely, but she's also, she's got her own way. She does her own thing. And, you know, like, whilst that was probably not the best way to approach that particular issue or problem. It wasn't even a fucking problem. It just made it into a problem.
Yeah.
She's
I love your anger at this, by the way. You're like, it's not even a fucking problem. We're all chilling.
I haven't let it go. It's like 40 years later, I'm still hanging on to it. But she's always very... So on the flip side, she would never be like, you can't do this. You know, women can't do this. Yeah. She's always like, you can do anything. Yeah. Women are amazing. Yeah. You just go out and achieve it. Men will try and stop you, but just ignore them. That sort of thing. So
she was always like, your biggest cheerleader.
Always, and still is.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, she still is.
Pop, when you were playing Guess Who when you were early.
Oh, my God, and then we like, got the Monopoly board out and then the fucking hell, Mum, let it go.
And then what about school? Did you stand out? Were you the attention seeker? Did little Jennifer blend into the background?
I've got visions of little Jen Brister just standing on sports day being like, I can't start running until the boys have finished. It's a rule, they'll get so upset.
Oh, no, sports day, I was like, it's anyone's game. My brothers weren't there. It was like, fuck them. when I was at school, I don't know. I was like a primary school, I think I quite enjoyed primary school. I don't remember hating it.
Yeah.
But secondary school was a whole world of pain for me. And I did not, I did not have a good time at secondary school.
Why?
I know, boohoo, poor me.
Was it like bullying or just you did
bit
not
of bullying.
Take to it?
No, I was bullied.
Oh, man.
So I was bullied. So I hadn't been bullied before. So that was a whole new world. So I got, I was bullied on and off for the entire time I was at secondary school.
Great.
And
no, not great. You can't say great when they say they were bullied. It's not a good thing. Did you hear that?
James, let me go back. I was bullied.
Great.
Punctuate that sentence with great. God's sake.
She was not opening up, you piece of shit.
Are you bullying me now?
Yeah, but I like hearing that people got bullied because...
What to say?
Wait, wait, let me talk. Because, Jen, I love you.
We are
dear friends. And I love...
Hi.
Yeah, hello.
I hate this.
And I... Maybe they say fucked up, but I love the idea that you were little and bullied. No, hear me out.
Okay, I'm listening.
And you grew up to be like, fuck you, and you became this amazing adult. And, like, it just shows, like, I really hope no children listen to this. Because it's really inappropriate. But if there are children out there getting bullied, they should know that when they grow up, they can be whoever they want to be.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And
okay, you talked your way out of that one real good, Rosie.
You know what I mean?
I do, but I would like Jen to become this amazing, confident person without having to go through the torture. Maybe because I'm a better person, maybe because I'm a fire sign, I feel that way. I don't know why, but either way, that's just me.
Because it would have been shit at the time, but I think it makes you stronger and
oh, damn it, she's so good at making a good point, isn't she?
Thank you. Goodbye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So, yeah, great, you were bullied. Tell us more about that.
Well, I think it was by the same girl for a long time, and then it was, and then it sort of became a few other girls who were friends with her.
Fantasia.
Oh, I don't think it was that.
But, did she have a good bully
name? Was about, I don't know, 13. Yeah. I don't think I was. I don't think we were fancying each other then. I don't know. Maybe she was. I mean, I don't know.
What was her name?
Utterly asexual at 13.
Bleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They always sound like a dick. I've got one.
Bleep.
It rhymes with cunts. I mean,
Bleep.
She was a whore. She was a whore. She made my life a misery. I would be on the bus and she would spit in my face.
Fuck her.
She threatened me with a knife.
What?
What else did she do? Basically, we're just like, she'd have a gang, as all good bullies do. And they would just all like surround me. And then she would just call me a piece of shit and blah, blah, blah. But there was one day where I told my mum, oh my God, this is classic, my mum. So I told my mum that I'd been being bullied for years at this point.
Yeah.
And it was on and off because she'd pick who she wanted to. And then like, so sometimes I would be bullied and then I was bullied. And then it had intensified and everyone was terrified of her because she, and also the thing that really annoyed me is that she's totally like spat like this, but she was like from an upper middle class background.
Yeah.
And she'd gone to like, prior to that, she'd gone to like private school and like her parents were like super rich and lived like in this really big house. Like, so I just couldn't understand where this voice was coming from. So,
okay, I kind of like Beep. A little bit more now.
So, and she had like, anyway, she had this classic 90s where you scratch your hair back, put it in a sock on the top of your head, loads of sovereign rings.
Yeah.
She was wearing like kickers or wallabies, whatevs. And
Kappa track suits.
Yeah, she was like, in it though, is it? Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, oh my God, you're like literally 2 years ago, you spoke like that.
You went to the Algarve last summer.
Yeah, right. And now you're speaking like you grew up in some estate in fucking, you know.
No.
Southwark or something. Anyway, so she Southwark's really posh, but it isn't. It wasn't then. Let's say Mitcham. Anyway, I'm really careful. Lots of people in Mitcham going, I think you know, Mitcham's gone up in the world. Look, this was like 30 years ago. Gosh. I mean, Mitcham's never gone up in the world. That's Mitcham.
Shout out to anyone listening from Mitcham.
Yeah,
big love from Jen Bristow.
Big up to Mitcham, Collierswood and South Wimbledon. That's where my manor. So I remember crossing what was... So there was like... I had to go to the toilet and I was crossing what was just like a playground that crossed from one building to another, which is where the toilets were.
Yeah.
She just was there in the middle of class. I'm like, why is no one telling her to get into class?
Yeah.
With like five girls. And I'm like, oh no, I'm coming back from the loo. And I'm like, I'm going to have to deal with whatever this is. So my heart starts racing. You know, your palms start sweating. Yeah. You can feel that feeling of like, I'm either going to throw up or I'm going to shit myself. You know, I'm really anxious. So they all start to surround me and she's like, starts to like, you know, she's like, I'm going to fucking beat you up. I'm going to like kick your head in. I'm going to fucking... And I don't even know where this came from. Oh, I do. So back to the story about my mum. I told my mum was like, you wait till she's on her own. You get her bag.
Yeah.
You fill your bag with books, okay?
Yeah.
And then when she's not looking, you don't give her a warning. You smack her on the face.
It's good
and
advice.
Then you see if she bullies you tomorrow.
Yeah.
I said, Mum, I can't do that. That's like, you know, I don't think, I mean, it's assault, but I was like, but Mum, I can't do that. I'll get expelled. She went, why?
Yeah.
No one's seen you.
No.
She says, and you don't do it in a school. You wait. Yeah. You wait for her. You wait. You bide your time. Anyway. So I had all this stuff in my head about my mum was like, just beat the shit out of her. Yeah. That's my mum's advice, always with bullies. So I'm in this court and like, so it starts. She goes, I'm going to kick the shit out of you. I'm going to beat you up. I'm going to do this. And so I had my mum's words in my head and I was like, right. So I just said, okay. Yeah. Okay, let's do it. I said, do you want to do it now? Or do you want to meet? There was a driveway behind the school. Oh. I said, that joined two roads. I said, I'll meet you there. At end of school.
Yeah.
And I said, everyone here's heard, you've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll see you there and let's do this. Let's get it over and done with.
Oh my God.
So I go back into class. I'm literally now like borderline just going to start crying. I'm so scared.
Yeah.
But I figure like, even if I lose,
yeah,
this will be over.
It.
And it's done. So all that, half the thing about bullying is the fear of having the shit kicked out of you. And I thought, I've had the shit kicked out of me before. If it happens again,
Fine.
Let's just do this. And at least it'll be on my terms and I'll be ready for it.
Yeah.
So I go and I wait. And so after school, I don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
I go and I wait in the driveway and I wait.
Yeah.
And I wait.
Yeah.
And I wait.
And bleep.
Poor face doesn't turn up.
No.
So the next time I see her, I went, I waited for you. Where were you? In front of all of her friends. Yeah. And she never bullied me again.
Coward.
Yeah.
They
and that is a lesson to any children out there listening to this.
Just to say.
And adults, threaten them with assault. Yeah. Always threaten with assault and go into a driveway and be prepared to beat up a teenage girl. And that is a lesson.
That's a lesson.
Oh, you find that story so great because your mum is Spanish.
She is.
Everyone knows that from your excellent accent.
Also, your parents
a little bit. and my grandma is Spanish.
I know that's we've got that Iberian connection, Jones.
Go on, Rosie, speak your Spanish. It sounds so good.
No.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola. ¿Qué tal?
Muy bien.
Very good. Very good.
It is beautiful.
I feel like that was stock Spanish advice.
Do you think so?
Yeah, because when my dad lived in Spain for the first 8 years of his life. So when he started school in England, he couldn't speak English. And they got bullied.
Right.
Bleep!
Yeah!
Fucking hell, she did the rounds, didn't she?
She was a bitch.
My Spanish nana coped with that by sending my, let's say, slightly overweight father to judo. And that
the bigger kids do well in judo.
Given,
it's a lot about weight in judo, isn't it? And that helps.
Given the heavy boy skills were dangerous because he was walking in one day and his bully actually waited for him to beat him up. And my daddy is still lovely. He went, no, I really don't want to fight.
I mean, that's music to everybody's ears, isn't it?
Right. And then the bully went to punch him. My dad stopped him, lifted him firmly off the floor and popped him on the high hedge and just walked away.
Wow. I mean, you need
Spanish
quite
coming
a lot of upper body strength to do that.
Violent at the moment.
Pop him up so either confront your bully or pop him on a hedge.
Pop him on a hedge if you can. if I could have popped onto a hedge, let me tell you.
Do report it to a responsible adult that you trust.
Pop him
in the hedge.
In the 90s, there were no responsible adults. Yeah. There was no real response to bullying. They were just like, get on with it, love. Get on with it.
Kat Dealey seems like quite a responsible person in the 90s.
No,
she wasn't really available.
Trisha?
She's younger than me, so she wasn't. Yeah. And she wasn't really. This is early 90s, this is like 91.
Yeah.
Sally.
In fact, this would have been late 80s, early 90s. Oh my God, I'm really showing my age. So, yeah, they had there was no real pastoral care when I was at school. It was like, oh, you seem to have an eating disorder, you seem unwell, you look pregnant. It was just like, oh, well, you're expelled. that was it.
The headmistress of your school as well.
You seem sad. Well, I mean, I went to a Catholic school. It was nuns. So talk about empath vacuums. There wasn't a great deal of love in the room. And I didn't get on at school. I got a reputation early on for being, because I'm loud, and that's partly because that's just my personality, but partly because I have a Spanish mum who is at one volume. Yeah. I have 3 brothers.
Yeah.
Where, like, if you want to get heard, make your voice heard. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So at school, you carry that on.
Yeah.
And British people don't like loud people.
Uh-uh. No.
Oh my God. They just.
Particularly women. They do not want you to be loud as a woman.
And particularly women don't like loud women.
Mm. And then especially in the late 80s.
Yeah. Let's push it forward to early 90s.
And especially in the early noughties. Go play that's
like your work.
So were you popular?
I thought I was popular, but I only found out a couple of months ago that I was actually bullied at school and that was too thick to notice.
I wish I'd been too thick to notice.
Apparently, I was wandering around being like, so you guys the weekend? They were like, fuck you. And I was like, banter, I get it. Like, honestly. And I'm still friends with some of the people I went to school with. And they told me, because I thought I was friends with everyone. Yeah. But it turns out that's not how it works. I do remember coming home from school really, really young and being like, I've made so many friends, like telling my big brother and him being like, well, friends are people who like you, not people you like.
Yeah.
And that took me like a year to figure out what that meant.
Yeah. I'm not really friends with anyone still at school. And it's not for, because I found school so miserable. When I left at 16, I just went, bye-bye. And it felt good to say bye-bye to everything and everyone and just have like a completely clean slate. So... But I mean, at school, I think I was one of those people that bobbed about from group to group. I didn't have a group. Yeah. I never was like, oh, I'm with you people. I'm with you. Because I was like, I'm with you. Oh, you're a bit boring. I'm going to go over here. And I sort of bobbed about. So,
but Kingston's quite big. Like, I'm from a small town. So you'd walk to school with a certain group. So in the age of like 7 years old, your mums would walk together. Like, you're sort of like... In a group.
Well, I didn't even go to school in Kingston. I went to school in Wimbledon.
Oh, right.
And so I was getting it was like a half an hour bus journey.
But that makes a difference.
So
I think.
So you're then, you know, I'm not even seeing, like, when I go home, nobody lived near where I lived.
Yeah.
So none of my mates were near me. They were all kind of sort of in South Wimbledon. They lived in Tooting or Mitcham or Wimbledon. Yeah. And so, school for me was like, I just, bits of it I liked and bits of it most of it I hated. Mm. And it was just because the teachers just didn't like me. And, you know, when someone actively dislikes you, it just kind of really spoils the vibe.
Yeah, my year 11 drama teacher, Mrs.
Babe.
Oh my God, my drama teacher hated me. And I never, and my whole raison d'être was to make her
raison
like
raison d'être? Holy shit, this podcast just went up a level.
That might be one of the reasons why she didn't like me. Why is she saying raison d'être? What a prick.
But what did you do to make her not like you? Did you do anything or was she just a fucking dick?
She was just a dick. I did everything I could to make her like me. Because drama, I really enjoyed. It was one of the few lessons I enjoyed. It was one of the few lessons I thought, I'm not terrible at this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not awful at this. And actually, whereas so many of my friends are like, the worst thing about drama is I have to do the thing where I have to talk out loud. And I'm like, oh, give me my moment. This is my time.
And okay, I think I've like, solved the popular problem.
I wonder why she wasn't popular. I would have loved to like, just all of you fuck off. This is my moment. This is my moment. So now I'm actually explaining to myself why the drama teachers didn't like
me. Honestly, I'm now, so glad you could hear this.
I'm now working it out very slowly. It's taking me a long time to figure this out. So that's why she
would
didn't
like
me.
Would you like that kid?
Oh, God, yeah. I would have been like, come on, darling, it's your moment.
So were you like in the musicals and the plays?
There weren't. My school, everyone was like, I did this at my school play. I was like, we did not have a single play.
It's a different time, the 60s.
It was a different time when we were just eating, you know, like grit and gravel and writing with chalk.
You're in the wars.
Yes, I mean we were still on rations. Yeah. My school didn't do. If there was a drama club thing, that went way over my head. I didn't know about it.
Anyone went to school with Jen Brister and there was a drama club, but she wasn't invited to join. Please tweet us.
This is. It could be very possible. I didn't know. There were no plays or anything like that. And then when I went to do my A levels in a college at Richmond College, and again, there was you had to be doing drama or theatre to be involved in any of that. And I didn't do it at A-level, so I was like, well, I can't do it there.
Yeah.
And
that's bullshit, you can't just do it as like a extracurricular activity.
I just don't remember there being any performances or extracurricular. I remember going and saying, oh, I'd really like to join the drama. They're like, are you doing a theatre studies course? And they were like, I was like, oh, no. And they were like, well, we're prioritising theatre studies. And I thought, I know what will happen. I'll go and I'll be in the fucking... Yeah. Oh, actually, no, I've completely forgotten. I did do something and I was in the back. I was like, you know, you weren't allowed to audition for the main roles because they were all taken up for people that are doing drama. No. So I had a part where I was like third person on the left that got to say, yeah, something, something.
What was the production?
I don't fucking even remember what the production was. And also I was like, there's a lot of rehearsals for me to say two lines. And I was like, fuck that shit. So I kicked it in the dish.
Did you never make it in a nativity play or anything?
Oh, yeah. I think when
or
I was
Or was your mum like, give the boys the main roles?
We weren't in the same
you
class.
You can be tech. You can be tech.
My mum didn't push out four kids at the same time, Helen. So we were all in different classes.
I don't know how the Spanish do it. That's not on me. I don't know about your culture.
Very much the same way. Everybody else.
No, I don't know. You're very Catholic though, aren't you, with the no condom thing?
But you still don't fit four kids in your vag hole at the same time, do you? I don't know, maybe.
Now let's go back to the fact you weren't involved in the drama society at school, even though they definitely had one.
I didn't do any drama at all.
What did you study then at A-levels? What were your picks?
I studied English, politics and French. But the French was because...
Bonjour.
I mean, why? You're probably thinking... I could have done Spanish because at my college they did Spanish, but I, for
already
some
spoke
reason,
it, so.
I sort of went, well, I kind of can already speak Spanish. Yeah. I can't speak French, so let's do French.
I get that, if you already speak it.
No, I don't get that. If there's a chance of me doing less work for a better grade, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
and couldn't you just do the Spanish exam and get?
It was Spanish literature, so it was really heavy. But I do sort of. That's one of. I don't have many regrets, but that is one of them, because I literally. With a language, unless you use it, which I haven't really used French, it goes anyway. So even though. I was not bilingual by any stretch, but I definitely was quite relatively fluent in French by the time I finished the A-level because I did French language. So it was a lot of it was based on the oral. Because I've never used French. I don't remember any
of
it.
You've got two kids. Why aren't you taking them to Disneyland Paris?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we should
Bonjour.
Be there. That's the perfect place Chava. To learn French. Ah oui. Je suis bien. No, je sais pas. Non. I see what I mean.
Fuck me. Yeah, that's bad, isn't it?
Mickey Mouse?
Le Mickey Mouse. Is that the extent of your French then?
I thought it was good, actually.
That is a French version of James Bond. It's Mickey Mouse playing James.
Wow, that's quite a leap, Rosie. But I don't even want to ask how you got there.
It's not worth it.
Because I'm certain it's not worth it.
Now, tell you what I do want to see is how she segues from saying Le Mickey Mouse to her next question.
Go.
She can do it. It's amazing.
So,
speaking
of Yarmo Disney, talk to me about your childhood holiday.
Oh, wow. My, actually, come on. I mean, full respect. Also, with Disneyland Paris, they changed it from the name Euro Disney, but that's completely cool.
Well, now when it was Euro Disney.
Yeah, but I went last year and it was Disneyland Paris.
Oh my God, what is going on?
Jack, please walk down the sand with these. I'm going to make a fucking Crazy Frog Star remix.
I mean, mate, keep it in. What are you drinking? I don't want to smell salt beef from 2 metres away.
Water with the salt beef. And I'm nearing the end of my period.
What?
So it doesn't make sense.
I'm a bit windy.
Sure. Anyway, what was the question? Childhood
holiday.
What were they like? They were fine. So my dad had a really good job. So he earned a decent wage, but he also had a really sort of prolific gambling problem. So we sometimes had money and we sometimes didn't.
Yeah.
So we would sometimes go abroad and we sometimes wouldn't. Yeah. And to be honest, when we were children, we didn't really care because we were just like, we're on holiday. So when I was young, I don't remember going away. We might have, but we don't have photographs of it. There was a lot of holidays to Butlins, Pontins.
Blue coats,
red coats. And when I was a kid, I just remember thinking Pontins was a bit shit, but Butlins I thought was like Disney.
Paradise.
I couldn't believe Butlins. It was like, where are we? This is incredible.
Did you do any other talent shows?
No. New.
We're just trying to figure out how you became a performer.
It's not coming out, is it?
How did this happen?
Well, you take a lot of suppressed sexuality, you put it in a little pot, and then you put a bit of a wig, and then you put a bit of...
Leave it to simmer?
You let it simmer for...
For any parents who are taking the recipe down.
You let it simmer for 27 years.
27 years? Fuck.
No. I did my degree. That was it. That's how I got. And I'd always been really interested in doing. That's what I always wanted to act. That's what I thought I wanted to do. And I'd always tried. Every time I was one of these people, or I was, I still am, that if I got into something and I walked in and I got the vibe and I thought, these aren't my people, I would just walk out. So there was
really?
No like, so yeah. My mum took me to Girl Guides. She says that I was desperate to go. I don't really remember that. But I walked in and my mum dropped me off and went, okay, bye-bye. And I went, okay, mum, bye. And then I saw them and I went, nope. And I just walked out and just walked around the block for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And I did that for like 3 or 4 weeks until my mum came to pick me up early and the woman went, your daughter hasn't been here. She's never here. No. And my mum went, why are you doing this? And I was like, Mum, I don't like guides. They're horrible.
And that's to all the girl guides out there. You are fucking nasty people.
Yeah, I won't walk.
Me too.
It was so cliquey. I couldn't. I thought, I'm never going to break whatever this is. You're not going to let me in.
I think I told it sorry before. I went once to the toilet and there were two guys talking about me in the
Seriously,
toilet.
It's because they all start in rainbows together. They're rainbows and brownies and guides. Yeah. And they're like, then it's fucking clique. And if you're not in rainbows and brownies, you're not in.
Yeah. You're not in. Do you know what? Yeah. You don't want to be in.
No.
Yeah. Fuck all of you girl guides out there, actually. You're fucking dicks.
You're a maverick. You're a lone ranger.
We don't need it.
I'm not very good in groups, sort of things like that. So there was a couple of, like, When I was really young, when I was like about 8 or 9, I was in a theatre. I was in a drama group, which I used to do every week, and I loved it. Okay, so there was that time, and then it ended for whatever reason. The guy that ran it ended, and I did 2 plays there, and I really enjoyed it, and I got the lead in both, of course.
Congratulations!
There was a couple of times that I tried out for theatre places, and I just never got in. I had a bit of an air of like a, you guys look like cunts. I had that vibe. So probably people were like, she doesn't look like a team player.
Yeah.
And they
would have cast you in my school play. Not that I'm a teacher, but I would have cast you. Yeah. You didn't have a good attitude about you. Yeah. Good way.
Well, I definitely had an attitude.
Does that pretty much sum up our stand-up comedian? Says people fundamentally believe that they should have been the lead every year.
Yes. Yeah. This is why I don't understand you, because you were Mary. This is what I don't get it, because the Mary complex is a real thing.
Yeah. Well, but I was an old Mary.
How old?
16.
Menopausal? Who the fuck is doing a nativity at 16?
We did like an
Yorkshire
older adult version.
Well, I'm really upset.
Yeah.
Did you use a real baby?
No. Mary was actually a little part.
Of course. Look, Mary's always a little part in the story of Jesus. Yeah. I mean, never mind that she's the blood. It's an immaculate conception. Is that not enough information?
Yeah.
Is that not news enough?
It's definitely not an immaculate conception. My crazy neighbours wrote a screenplay about it, and it's really good.
Yeah. Immaculate conception. Am I right?
She's not wrong.
I told you the story where I genuinely spent 2 weeks at uni thinking I was pregnant with immaculate conception.
Okay. But that's a real thing, phantom pregnancy.
But it's phantom pregnancy, but a phantom pregnancy that is God's child.
Immaculate.
Well, obviously.
She really took the role to heart.
I thought I never had sex with a man and not had my period for 6 weeks.
How
also
did you think you got pregnant?
God.
You think God and pregnancy? I mean, I know you've got some sort of Messiah complex. I know this about you. But wow, that is quite.
I'm
freaking ready.
Take it home.
Take it home, Daddy.
To Daddy.
Hello. Oh, God.
Why are you looking at my legs?
I can't stop looking at your hot legs. Rosie's sitting opposite me, 2 metres apart, obviously, for COVID safety rules. But she's wearing a very short. Sitting down.
It's a mini skirt.
With zips.
Yeah.
With silver zips and sort of a diagonal to her, hips. Sorry. And you've got your knees nestled together in a very sort of don't want Brister to get a look at the gash.
Not yet.
Save it for later.
What's happening? You were just pretending to be a dad.
I said hello and then I saw Jennifer's eyes look down to me.
To your, I know. Yeah, I did.
Jack, I'm going to come next door because I genuinely feel like this will be more appropriate with me not in the room. So I will be coming to you now and we're going to let Rosie do daddy by herself for the first time.
Stay.
Are you sure? I feel like it could be better if I leave.
No. Stay before this becomes a Me Too moment. Okay.
Okay.
Right, let's go.
Oh, God.
If it was a Me Too movement, I don't know who will be Me Too and who.
I know, it's tricky, isn't it? It's tricky. Yeah. That's why I feel like it would cancel itself out.
Yeah. Right, Daddy, I'm here. What are we going to do? All right.
Okay, here we go. Bring it to... Oh. Daddy's talking.
Right, we're going to go to a day trip.
Sure.
And we are, Helen, you coming.
No, I genuinely think this is better, just the two of you.
You need to be involved. We do need you to make up the numbers.
Oh, great, great. I'm glad I'm invited to make up the numbers.
Three, we want a crowd, and three's a crowd.
Yeah. So, three, one, two, three. We're all females. And we're having the epic day. We're having the games night to end all games nights.
Right. So is it stripping? There's going to be stripping. I know it.
Us three against your three brothers.
Let's take them down. Bring it on.
What are we playing?
For everything.
We're going to play what? Even like Cluedo?
Yeah.
What about Risk? Yeah. It takes a long time.
No, I cannot get on board with Risk.
Oh, my favourite ball game is Lord of the Rings Risk.
What?
I don't know it.
Lord of the Rings game?
But
it's Lord of the Rings. I'm into it.
No, just play pop-up pirate. We're going to be there all fucking night.
No.
Buckaroo.
Guess who? But you only play the two for guess who.
Why go?
It can be a team sport.
Game
you rotate.
Yeah. The game.
Let's play mind games.
Yeah.
You think you're going to win, you fucking asshole. I'll accuse you of sexual assault. The ultimate mind game.
Just gaslight each other for an hour.
We're doing sports day.
Right.
Mental quizzes.
I don't care what anyone says. I think you're really good at games.
We'll do that in the escape room. Everything.
Okay.
And at any point your mum goes, let them win.
What do we say to her?
Fuck off!
Fuck off! Can I say it sort of like in my head? Because I'm still a bit scared of her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Having heard that, I'm actually good to not say fuck off to her as well.
Yeah.
But
I'll flip her off behind her back.
We need to prove to your brothers that you are the
leader. I'm a winner.
You are a winner.
I am a winner.
And we're going to go for our winning champion meal at the local French restaurant.
Okay, now you're
talking. You...
I thought we were going to go for tapas, but we've gone the other way. We were going to go to Disneyland, but no.
Not tapas, because that's predictable.
No, let's go French.
French food.
Yeah.
J'aime bien la cuisine de français.
Oui, oui.
Oui, oui. C'est vrai.
We're going to have a French so you can use that French language.
Je mange French food.
Moi aussi. Oh, God. I mean, that's absolutely just clutching straws.
But you speak Spanish. You don't need to speak
any
language.
I speak Spanish badly.
How do you like your day with Daddy?
I love my day with Daddy. This has been
the best day of 2020. Oh, my God. Don't cry, because then I'll cry. And I'm really grateful. So thank you very much.
Are we drinking?
Yeah.
At this, okay. Yeah.
This is why you're dressed like
a slut. No.
Whoa! Say sorry to your father, young woman. That is disgusting.
Oh, sorry, Daddy. Sorry, Dad.
Fucking hell. Call your dad a slut.
Yeah, baby.
Honestly, I thought.
He'd take it as a compliment.
I thought I'm seeing Jen today. She's the queen of shirts.
You actually have a good selection of shirts.
I do like a shirt. Do you know why? Because I like a long sleeve.
Yeah.
I don't like a short sleeve.
Oh, fuck,
I'm wearing a short sleeve, Jen.
It's
only a weird hang up of mine that I don't like my arms.
Just tell me I look pretty.
You look so beautiful.
Thank you.
You're so gorgeous.
Thank you, Jennifer. Oh, that was delightful.
I want to applaud you. It was beautiful.
I've got to tell you, I feel delighted. I'd like to thank everybody for inviting me, but I also feel browbeaten.
So, no, well, thank you for being bullied. I mean, it means a lot to us, and it's great.
It does feel a bit like that, actually. Yeah.
So super, like, thank you for being bullied. If you could just tell us your, like, handles on Twitter and Instagram for everyone to follow you if they don't already, but they probably should.
Let's do that. Okay, so you can follow me at Jen Brister on Twitter and Jen Brister Comedy on Facebook and Instagram if you want to. But listen, there's no pressure.
Make it happen.
Just don't.
Yeah. No, do it. Do it. Don't be a dick.
Can I put a shout out to my podcast?
Yes, obviously.
Thank you very much. So I have a podcast with Maureen Younger and Alison June Smith called WTB, it's Women Talking Bollocks. You can find it on Acast.
Such a good name.
And other places like Spotify and all that sort of thing. You are already signed up to be a guest. Yes. You're on our list. You're coming on the podcast.
Because I love your podcast. That's you and Maureen.
Well, that is a very very boutique audience. So you...
I love it because every episode I get a shower.
No way!
Because it's literally like, who listens to this?
Yeah, so we give a shout out to all of our listener, and that's Rosie Jones.
Well, make sure that you subscribe to Women Talking Bollocks because you're already listening on a podcast app, so you might as well. And follow Jen Brister on everything.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me. This has been super fun.
Should we sing her out?
Yeah.
It's the Jen Brister song. Thank you, Jen, for coming on. You've done a rhyme, so just leave it.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Will, it's Helen Bauer. You know that podcast I do with Rosie Jones? Well, we want you to do it, and I'm calling to ask you, even though she thinks that she's better friends with you and she should call to ask you, but I think that I can call to ask you, so I'm calling to ask you. Anyway, call us back. Love you. Bye.
Deleted.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.